When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and repose is tabooed by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge him without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpane goes and uncovers your toes, then your sheet slips demurely from under you. The blanketing tickles, you feel like mixed pickles, so terribly sharp is the pricking. You're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss till there's nothing twixt you and the ticking. Then the bedclothes all creep to the ground in a heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns and politely declines to remain at its usual angle. Will you get some repose in the form of a doze with hot eyeballs and head ever aching? But your slumbering teens are such horrible dreams that you'd very much better be waking. For you dream you are crossing the channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage. And you're giving a treat, penny ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations. They're a ravenous horde and they all came on board a slow Square and South Kensington stations. And bound on that journey you find your attorney, who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized and you don't feel surprised when he tells you he's only 11. Well, you're driving like mad with this singular lad. By, the ship's now a four-wheeler. And you're playing round the games and he calls you bad names when you tell him the ties pay the dealer. Well, this you can't stand, so you throw up your hand and you find you're as cold as an icicle. In your shirt and your socks, the black silk with gold clocks, crossing Salisbury Plain on a bicycle. And he and the crew are on bicycles too, which they somehow or other invested in. And he's telling the tars or the particulars of a company he's interested in. It's a scheme of devices to get at low prices all goods and cough mixtures to cables, which tickled the sailors by treating retailers as though they were all vegetables. You'll get a good spaceman to plant a small tradesman, first take off his boots with a boot tree. His legs will take root and his fingers will shoot and they'll blossom and bud like a fruit tree. From the greengrocer tree you get grapes and green pea, cauliflower, pineapple and cranberries. The paste to cook plant, cherry brandy will grant apple puffs and three corners and bamberries. The shares are a penny and ever so many are taken by Rothschild and Baring. And just as a few were allotted to you, you awake with a shudder despairing. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck and no wonder you snore, for your head's from the floor and you needles and pins to your soles to your shins. Your flesh is a creep and your left leg's asleep and you cramp on your toes and a fly on your nose. Some puff in your lung and a feverish tongue and a thirst is intense and a general sense that you haven't been sleeping in clover. But the darkness has passed and is daylight at last. The night has been long, ditto, ditto, my song. And thank goodness they're both of our own.